Forecast calling for cloudy conditions, rain ending, high near 48. Kenosha police investigating an overnight shooting incident that occurred on the west side, bordering Pleasant Prairie. Little information has been released other than that squads were observed in the 6200 block of Green Bay Road. There were at least a couple of victims. It was not a life-threatening situation. Hospitals in Racine and Waukegan were notified, in addition to those in Kenosha, to be on the lookout for anybody coming in with gunshot wounds. And the individual targeted in a search of the area was found before 1:30 this morning. Racine police took a man into custody last evening from a vehicle chase that began around a home on the city's near northeast side, eventually got over to the west side and his capture over by Lockwood Park. The pursuit was called off by a supervisor, though efforts did continue to find the vehicle. One officer over by the All Saints campus noting that a car passed him going west on Spring Street with obvious damage from having been struck by another vehicle, which turned out to be near State and Prospect. The offending car later crashing on Westway at Illinois Street, the driver getting out and running, but not long afterward, the man was taken into custody at gunpoint. Racine County is going to seek legal recourse on more than $271,000 in back taxes for a property at 2500 Anthony Lane. That's on the far northwest side of the city.
A land contract between two business entities listed transfer of ownership rights by one to the other, including the land on which a multi-unit apartment building stood until a fire, but it was never legally documented. An insurance settlement was to have included reimbursement to the city for raising the building, which never happened, and court action to put the settlement money into a trust. A county board resolution says a tax lien will attempt to get at least some payment on the back taxes for more than $226,000 remaining in the trust account. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Three members of the Burlington Senior Center, which has space in the Western Racine County Services Center building, talked with County Executive Jonathan Delagrave during one of his listening sessions. They were asked if the group might be willing to explore a membership fee or other revenue generators to help cover added costs with a new facility. The existing building is still targeted for demolition within a year. The Knights of Columbus site has been the discussion topic of late. Delagrave noting, however, talks with the group in the city are still ongoing.
That continues to be a location that we're seriously vetting. Obviously, the cost of the building is something that, you know, hopefully will make sense. And we're just at the due diligence stage right now with the city being a partner with us and the Knights of Columbus board. And if we feel like it makes sense, that's a strong possibility. The city and the county are committed to making sure that you guys have a location and that it has the least interrupted service.
Senior Center Manager Pat Kendall explained they're pretty much holding their own financially every month. They do have to cover mainly gas and electric, some minor repairs. They also get help, though, from various donations and gifts, and they do fundraisers.
When I heard that this was being torn down and everybody came into me and they were saying, Pat, where are you going? Where are you going? I said, I don't know. I said, between the city guaranteeing and the county guaranteeing and the good Lord up above, we'll have a home. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. And I didn't really worry about it too terribly much. And every time someone had asked me, that's what I'd say. Now the word's out that the KC building, you know, and we'll have to wait and see.
While no decisions were made, a spirit of optimism was apparent from the discussion at the site selection process as it continues toward a new senior center in Burlington. And the Kenosha Small Fry basketball team will be playing Robert Taylor of Chicago Windy City for the 49th Annual International Small Fry Tournament Championship, 1 o'clock this afternoon at ESPN's Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando, Florida. The game will also be streamed live at facebook.com/smallfry-basketball. Kenosha was the number one seeded team from the Midwest Regional. Among the coaches, former UW Parkside women's coach Jenny Kennessy. Kenosha County District Attorney's Office files a charge of hit-and-run resulting in death against 29-year-old Nathan Hubbard. He allegedly struck a 75-year-old man with his motorcycle Sunday night, then left the scene. The victim, Wesley Hieronymus, was crossing 22nd Avenue near 61st Street at the time. He was hit while in the southbound lane, as witnesses said the impact threw the man into the air and he landed on his head. Kenosha police putting out a photograph on the department's Facebook page of the man they suspected of operating that motorcycle. It led to Hubbard turning himself in after hiring an attorney. He's going to be back in court April the 26th. Bond was set at $10,000. Caledonia police say a teenager was issued a traffic citation for following too close and for not clearing the windows on his vehicle before it hit a garbage truck for John's Disposal Service at 4 Mile and Old Farm Roads. Reports indicate the 18-year-old had to be cut out of the wreckage of the car. He was taken to Ascension All Saints Emergency with relatively minor head injury. The car was heading east into a bright morning sun, according to police. The driver not only had to deal with that glare, but also lingering frost on the windshield from overnight. Lieutenant Gary Larson says it's a reminder to the public about having clear vision while driving. The operator of the garbage truck not hurt. Most recently, county health rankings came out from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. That group collaborates with the UW Population Health Institute. It measures the current overall health of nearly every county in all 50 states. It showed Racine and Kenosha in the 60s. That's really not changed from recent years, but it did get some attention at this week's City Board of Health meeting. The vice president of the group, Muhammad Rafula, wondered why the rankings haven't received much attention and if the board should do something. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox explained that many of the different criteria do get addressed with them on a daily basis through their programming efforts, but she also noted budget limitations.
If you wanted to engage in discussion about that, you know, I'd be delighted to do that, but I have no specific recommendations for you at this moment.
Well, we can. The city is spending a lot of money on projects that are questionable, and the health department is certainly.
Yeah, but again, with every challenge comes an opportunity, and with every opportunity comes challenges. So it just depends on, you know, what direction you're going, and for each individual, as well as the council collectively, what their priorities are and where they would like to spend money.
Board of Health President John Burgi indicated that if nothing else, it would be nice to see the local ranking below the 60 mark in the future. The county health rankings look every year at a variety of measures which affect the future health of communities, things like high school graduation rates, access to healthy foods, rates of smoking, obesity, and teenage births. Some Racine traffic pattern changes to note for the immediate future, having to do with road projects coming up and require utility work to get done first. Northbound Douglas Avenue between State and St. Patrick Streets closed for about the next 4 months so that the water utility can dig down and replace the mains. That portion of Douglas Avenue is targeted for reconstruction next year. And 16th Street between Taylor and Packard Avenues, that has a water utility main replacement project going in the near future. It'll last about a month and then will close that portion of 16th. And the White Box program, just recently launched in the city of Racine by the Community Development Office, is designed to offer help on certain interior work for older commercial buildings. One of those applications is on the agenda for today's Downtown Area Design Review Panel meeting. Jim Fox requesting both review and approval of a program grant for his property at 209 6th Street, just across the street from Monument Square. Retail space at the street level, residential space above. Sturtevant's Plan Commission to meet at 6 o'clock tonight. Among the items on the agenda, the conditional use permit needed by Grand Appliance to operate a warehouse and office space at 10301 Enterprise Way. Ashley Capital in final approval on construction of their new building at 11201 Enterprise Way. And there's consideration of possible changes to the village's zoning code that's related to architectural standards. Kenosha Unified School Board is going to be getting results soon of a survey from the community on the existing practice and integration of cell phones in the district's classrooms. This survey, which ended Wednesday, referenced the policy on devices used for instructional purposes. Now, similar surveys were presented to the staff and the parents and students for their respective opinions, this latest effort geared specifically at the community. No time frame on when those results will be presented to the Board of Education. University of Wisconsin System students, meanwhile, they're going to be able to spend more time away from the classroom. The announcement coming out that semesters are going to be shorter and the breaks longer, beginning with the fall 2017 school year. A recent study done by the UW showed students having difficulty in planning both academic and co-curricular activities with the existing school calendar. Gateway Technical College to again spotlight the environment with its annual Celebrate Earth Day event. It's coming up April the 22nd. It'll feature activities for all ages on the Kenosha and Elkhorn campuses. New this year at the Kenosha Gathering, going to be children's climbing activity, along with children's bee-related activities and games. A number of demonstrations will take place, informational booths will be there, even a recycling center at both campuses. The 10th annual Celebrate Earth Day going to run from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Saturday, April 22nd. Coming up next Tuesday, April 18th from 2 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Terrace in Burlington, a community blood drive run through the Blood Center of Wisconsin. Now, appointments are encouraged for this, but walk-ins will also be welcome. You will need a photo ID. To donate blood, you have to be at least 17 years old, in good health, and weigh at least 110 pounds. Refreshments will be provided after you donate. The Blood Center serves more than 50 hospitals in southeast Wisconsin with different products. You can contact the Blood Center office at 877-232-4376 to schedule an appointment or just to get information. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing has been traveling North America since the start of the year with what it calls the Innovation Tour. It features professional development seminars, and it showcases the latest products in the HVAC industry, also featuring Modine's unit heater and infrared heater lines. One of the bigger event stops on the tour, Raleigh, North Carolina. Kimberly Raduns, the marketing communications manager from Modine, says contractors and specifying engineers from the entire research triangle there have been invited to a big gathering at PNC Arena. More information about that tour is online, modineinnovationtour.com. And Phoenix Investors Office in downtown Milwaukee is one of the city's coolest places to work, at least according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. The company offers employees a full-time chef to prepare free breakfast and lunch, a fully stocked bar for hanging out after work, and a massage room. A company executive says the features not only attract and retain employees, but also foster a sense of camaraderie. Remember, throughout the day, WRJN News updates and status reports are on Twitter, at WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.